sweetie, are your arms getting heavy and your legs getting weak? Are you getting sleepy, honey? You know, you should have watched me make that drink. You see, I put something in there that is going to make you take a nice long sleep. When I met you in the bar earlier tonight, I knew you loved my outfit. I could see your eyes lingering on my shiny tan pantyhose legs, my open-toed high heels, my black satin miniskirt and tight top. I saw you noticing my red lips and long nails, and I just knew you were right for a little project I'm working on. So let your eyes get heavy, oh so heavy. And when you wake up, I think it's safe to say you will be on your way to a whole new life. Oh, hi, honey. You're waking up. Welcome to your new home. Oh, no, sweetie, don't try and move too much. You see, you have been restrained very firmly and will not be getting out of this bed until I think you are ready to be good. Do you like your pink satin sheets? They're slippery, huh? Especially when you're wearing a pink nightie and matching panties like you are. Why are your legs, armpits, and face so soft and smooth and hairless? Why do you have long red fingernails and painted toes? Well, we'll get to that in good time, sweetie. And that bandage around your chest? We'll get to that, too. I could tell at the bar and the way you looked at me that not only did you want me, but you also wanted to be me. You stared at my tan legs and shiny body so longingly. I just knew it was more than just lust. Remember that little project that I told you about before my drug overcame you? Well, my two assistants and I, Jennifer and Jasmine, have been assigned a task by a very, very rich man. Say hi, girls. Aren't they pretty in their matching white satin skirts and tops? Wide open-toed high heels and tan shiny pantyhose? You see, sweetheart, our task is to take a regular average-looking guy and make him into a ravishing woman. And that's going to be you, sweetie. Whether you want it or not. As you may have guessed, we have kept you sedated for a couple of weeks so we could get started. So far, we've thrown out all your clothes and identification and taken several other steps to remove your previous identity. As of this moment, Jim does not exist anymore. And if we see him at all, if you act like him in any way, you will be punished, but more on that in a bit. So far, we have given you electrolysis on your legs and armpits, and hair will only grow there slowly. But when it does, as all pretty girls do, you will shave it. We have done a new type of electrolysis on your face, and no hair will ever grow there again. We also have given you a large dose of female hormones, and though you can't see it yet from where you are, your face is already much more feminine and soft, and your body is getting more curvy and womanly every day. Even your mind will become feminine in time. You feel that bandage under your nightie, honey? We have given you a beautiful pair of D-cup breasts. Isn't that great? We did this over a week ago, so you should be almost completely healed. As for the punishment part I was telling you about, we have inserted a little chip into the center of your spine. Don't be scared. It's for your own good. If you do not do everything we tell you to do immediately, either me or one of my assistants here will use one of these remotes to give you excruciating pain. I'm sorry to have to do this, but I need to let you know how this feels, so you know to obey like a good girl. I'm pressing the remote now. Let's see how it works, shall we? Oh, I can tell that was excruciating, the way you screamed and struggled with your restraints. Oh, don't cry, honey. See? You are more womanly already. Just do what we say like a pretty little girl should, and everything will be fine. By the way, this compound is in a desolate part of the state, so you won't be going anywhere. But where would you want to go anyway? You are already almost completely a woman. Your name is now Marissa, and you will respond only to this name from now on. If I call you Jim and you respond, I will have to give you a jolt with the remote. Every day, Jennifer and Jasmine will wake you up in your pretty room, where you will sleep in pretty nightgowns and panties and get you ready for your day. Each day will start with a milking from Jasmine, so you will not be thinking dirty thoughts during your training. What? You don't know what milking is? Well, Jasmine is going to show you right now. Now don't struggle. Marissa, you can't stop this. Your restraints are too strong, and Jasmine has very skilled hands. No one has ever been able to fight a milking from Jasmine. Let her pull your panties down. Oh, I can tell you like that, Marissa. Oh, that's it, baby. You can't fight it. Just let it happen. Oh my, you're breathing pretty heavy now, Marissa. I think you're about to explode. Come now, Marissa. Come. Come into your tissue. Oh, yes. You are coming hard. Go ahead, honey. It's all right. That's a good girl. Every day after your milking, you will bathe, lotion, and perfume your body like all pretty girls do. You will then wear whatever the girls have laid out for you. You'll see your closet is full of pretty dresses and skirts and tops, most of which are satin because pretty girls like satin. You will also find lots of satiny, tight panties and matching bras because you need a bra now to hold those beautiful breasts of yours. And you will see lots of pantyhose because only pretty girls can wear pantyhose. And you are such a pretty girl now. The pantyhose will be tight, shiny, and tan, and you will wear them every day because it will make your legs so smooth and glistening. They will also neatly hide that unfortunate thing between your legs. Once you are dressed properly, the girls will start your training. You will be taught to walk, sit, act, move, and be a lady in every way. You will be taught how to do your makeup and hair in a feminine style, and you will do exercises that will make your body very skinny and tight. You will do what they say, and you will become a girl. You will also go through daily hypnosis treatments with Dr. Susan, and she will help you completely accept your transformation. She will make it so you really understand how wonderful it is to be a beautiful woman. Now, what's this needle, you ask? Don't worry your pretty little head. Don't struggle. There. Getting sleepy, aren't you? Nighty-night, sweetheart. When you wake up, you will be even more feminine and beautiful. Oh, she's waking up, girls. Hi, Marissa. We've kept you sedated again. It's been a couple of weeks now. Yes, you've been fed, but you are getting so skinny, just like a pretty girl should. What are these bandages around your face and neck? Well, Those around your face are to help you recover from all the plastic surgery we had done while you were gone. What have we done? Well, we gave you an adorable little button nose, bright white teeth, and made your skin soft and supple, smooth and tight. We also did a couple of other snips and tucks here and there to make you look even prettier, and did an eye pigment change to give you bright green eyes. I can just see how wonderful it worked already. Now, let's get the rest of these bandages off. Oh my God! You're beautiful! You look so pretty you would pass as a girl even without makeup. Now say hello to me, Marissa. Go ahead. I want to show you something else we did for you. Wonderful! Whose high, sexy voice is that? Why, yours, honey. The doctor did a wonderful job. You see, we also had a doctor to do an experimental voice transformation, an Adam's apple removal on you, and it worked wonderfully. You sound exactly like a sexy, pretty girl. You couldn't even sound like a boy if you tried your hardest. Plus, your neck is as smooth as mine. Don't worry. You'll only have a slightly sore throat for a couple of days, and you'll be as good as new. Now, I'll leave you with Jennifer and Jasmine to get your training started in earnest. Don't look so scared. It's wonderful to be a pretty girl. You'll see. Bye, sweetie. Wow, Marissa! It's been 8 months since we brought you here, and your transformation is amazing. The way you sauntered in here just now, I would never know you had been anything but a sexy, pretty woman. That outfit you have on is amazing. Your pale blue satin dress with pink flowers that comes right to your mid-thigh looks so good against those tight, tan, shiny pantyhose. And your matching light blue strappy 4-inch heels go perfectly with that dress. I just know you have on pink satin panties under your pantyhose to match the dress. You do? I knew it! That tight, thin satin doesn't hide much, does it? You have absolutely no fat anywhere, do you? None on your tummy, and certainly none on your arms, which are so skinny now. I'm sure you would need a man to do any heavy lifting for you now. And the dress does show off your full breasts, doesn't it? They are just straining against the thin, shiny material. I love your earrings, too. And your long French manicured fingernails and matching toes are fabulous. And that long red hair with the blonde highlights. And your makeup, tan foundation, wet red lips, pink cheeks, pink eyeshadow, long lashes. You look just like a starlet. How have your sessions been with Dr. Susan? Okay, that's good. But you now have a hard time remembering anything before you came here, don't you? You sometimes can't even remember your old name. And everything about your old life seems dreamlike and silly. But that's wonderful. That's what we want. What else? After your sessions, you get horny for men? You want to make them come, don't you, sweetie? That's nothing to be embarrassed about. That's a totally natural part of being a sexy, pretty woman. And with a body, face, legs, an outfit like that, any man would crave to touch you and let you make them come. I brought you here because I think it is time to finish your initiation into womanhood. You're not sure you're ready? Oh, that's not up to you, silly girl. Jennifer, Jasmine, please come here. Take Marissa to the party room. The guys are all outside. Each of you grab an arm. Ah, Marissa, how cute you're struggling. We don't even need the remote to get you in there. You are so small and weak and girly in your heels. The girls are much more than a match for you. That's it, girls. Carry her in there. Okay, here we are. Spread her legs and attach this leg spreader with these cuffs. Good. She can't close her legs now. Okay, put her on her stomach and that padded table in the center of this room. Make sure she doesn't get any runs in her pantyhose. Now, hold her down and cuff her hands behind her back with these padded handcuffs. Good, she is restrained. Now, hug tie her hands to her pantyhose legs and her high-heeled feet. Marissa, you are the centerpiece to a party we are having. You can't move or lower your feet, or even close your legs. You are totally exposed in your heels and pantyhose and satin dress. And 20 guys will soon be here for our party. You will not say a word and will do whatever I say, or I will use the remote. Hey guys, welcome to our party. Marissa here will be our main prize later, but feel free to touch her anywhere you want. She can't stop you. Marissa, how does it feel for your ass to be rubbed by a strange man? If you can get out of those restraints, I'll let you go. Oh, you can't? Then I guess you'll have to lay there. Oh, that guy left your pantyhose ass and panties exposed. Everyone can see your pink satin panties. You can't cover yourself because you're hog-tied? That's okay. Pretty girls need to get used to being looked at. Oh, that guy just turned you on your side and is fondling your tits through your dress. Stop him. Oh, you can't, can you? Okay, guys, the first raffle is for a blowjob from Marissa. And the winner is Steve. Okay, Steve. Let Jasmine and Jennifer fluff you while you look at Marissa as she lays there. Wow, you are hard already. You must really want to come in her mouth. Now bring your heart on to Marissa's lips. Okay, Marissa, open those red lips wide. Take him in your mouth. Good. Now go up and down as fast as you can. You'll have to do this without your hands, so move that head. Oh, how hot it is watching you blow him while you're hogtied. Your feet are dangling in the air while your head goes up and down. Oh, he is liking it. He's all red. Oh, faster. Take him deeper. Oh, you are breaking him down. He can't fight it. Oh, he is going to come in your mouth. Suck harder. He's moaning. He's getting harder in your mouth, isn't he? He's going to come. Oh, he's coming. Squirting in your mouth. Take it all in. Swallow. Swallow it all. Such a good girl. Okay, guys, the second raffle is for someone to win the right to make Marissa come in her pantyhose on that table. Bob, you win. Okay, take this magic wand vibrator. Oh, look, she's struggling to close her legs. Oh, how cute. She's totally helpless. Jennifer, ball gag Marissa for me. Good. What's that, Marissa? What does that mean? If Marissa can either say the word stop or close her legs, we'll stop. Otherwise, Bob, you make her come for us into her pantyhose right in front of all 20 of you guys. Wow, Bob. She couldn't close her legs or squirm away when you brought the vibrator and put it between her legs. Okay. Any last words, Marissa? Want to tell Bob to stop? That's not good enough, I'm afraid. Okay. Turn it on, Bob. Very good. Ooh, she likes it already. She sure is struggling. But she can't get the gag out of her mouth or close her legs or put her feet down or anything. Ooh, Bob, nice. Feel that ass. I can tell she likes it. Oh, her struggles are getting weak. Ooh, she's moaning into the gag. Look at her eyes. They're rolling back in pleasure. Go ahead, Bob. She can't stop it. Push harder. Go ahead, Marissa. Let Bob make you come. Let him make you come. Come into your panties. Come into your pantyhose, Marissa. Come. Now. Good girl. Jasmine, take this chloroform and make Marissa go nighty-night. Don't worry, she can't stop you. Oh, Marissa, your eyes are fluttering. Stop struggling. Breathe in. Have a nice sleep. Oh, hi, Marissa. I haven't seen you since our party last week. I see you're wearing a similar outfit, except this time your dress and shoes are lavender. Don't you look pretty and shiny? You have a confession to make? What's that, honey? You liked it? I just knew you would, sweetie. You think you are ready to make a man come and be pleasured by a man, but this time you want it to be voluntarily? Wonderful. This is what we've been waiting for. I know just what we'll do. I'll get dressed up like you, and we'll go out on the town. We'll go to this popular hotel bar I know. We'll get a room. We'll meet a handsome guy, and you'll give him the best blowjob ever. You will make him feel so good he'll explode in your mouth. But we'll only do this if you want to when we get there, okay? You want to? Well, that's great. Just let me get into my outfit. Isn't this hotel lobby nice? Marissa, how does it feel to be out in public in such a pretty outfit? Everyone can see you. You are so pretty. What? You feel exposed? Those pantyhose make your legs so shiny, and everyone can see your painted toes when you totter along in your high heels. Everyone can see your tan legs and your breasts and ass covered by very thin, wispy satin. Everyone can see your painted lips when you talk, your breasts and the sparkling makeup you have on your cleavage. Your legs swish when you walk, and you have to cross your legs when you sit, or everyone can see your satin panties. Well, of course. That's what all pretty girls experience whenever they go out. Let's check out the bar. Did you see the bartender look at your breasts the whole time when you ordered our Cosmos? The Cosmos is making you tipsy, isn't it? You are so small now. Your tolerance has changed, just like everything else. Ooh, look. That guy over there is checking out your pantyhose legs and big breasts. Oh, he's coming over. He's hot, too. Okay. I guess you're ready then. Hi there. Greg, is it? This is my friend Marissa. Fix your lipstick in this mirror, honey. Oh, that's right. This is your first time at the ladies' room. I forgot. Do you like Greg? He definitely liked you. And you seemed to like him as you laughed at all his jokes and flipped your hair out of your face. Did you get excited when he touched your knee? You did? So let's invite him to our room. Welcome to our room, Greg. Do you like it? Listen, we don't mean to be forward, Greg, but Marissa and I are only here for the night. I have a boyfriend, but Marissa thinks you're hot. You think she's super hot, too? Perfect. What's that, Marissa? You want me to tell you two what to do, and you'll do it? Greg, are you up for that? You are. Okay, then. How exciting. Okay, you two. First kiss with tongues. Oh, how passionate. Marissa, your breasts are heaving. Now, Greg, lay back on the bed. Good. Marissa, go ahead and take off Greg's jeans. It's hard to get to with your long nails, isn't it? That's something all pretty girls must learn. Okay, they're off. Now, take off his boxers. Good. Wow, Greg, you want Marissa pretty bad, don't you? You are so hard. Now, Marissa, get on your knees on the bed to the side so Greg can feel your ass through the pantyhose. Good. Now take him in your mouth and start the blowjob. Wow, Marissa, you have a cock in your mouth. Do you like it? Mm-hmm, huh? Up and down. Take him as deep as you can. Faster. Now, play with his balls. Oh, he likes it a lot. Marissa, he is grabbing your ass harder under your dress. Ooh, he's staring to breathe really, really heavy. You're making his legs twitch. Okay, up and down. Ooh, he's moaning. Ooh, he is going to come in your mouth. Faster, sweetie. Deeper. Ooh, yes, he's coming in your mouth. Keep going. Swallow it all. All of it. Wow. Excellent. What a great cocksucker you are, Marissa. Oh, honey, dab that cum off your lip. Okay. Now it's Marissa's turn to come. Take this magic wand vibrator, Greg. Marissa, you lay back on those cushions and spread your legs. Oh, your panties are showing now. Greg, put the vibrator between her legs and turn it on. Oh, you like that, don't you, Marissa? You dirty girl. Spread your legs wide for Greg. Marissa, oh, yeah, Greg, suck her tits while you vibrate her. Ooh, Marissa, you're squirming, and your nipples are so hard. Your legs are spread so wide, I can see them all the way down to your high heels. Now, Greg, put your tongue in her mouth. Oh, Marissa, you're moaning now. It won't be long, will it, girl? Let it happen, girl. Let Greg make you come in your panties. Come in your pantyhose. Come. Come. Come in your pantyhose. Come now. Oh, you are coming. Your back is arching. Oh, yes. Come. Come like the beautiful, sexy woman you are. Perfect. Your transformation is complete, Marissa. You are a pretty girl for life now, and you will love every second of it.